Live from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head coach Brett Chappell, Chad Upton. First, I'll apologize for the delays this morning trying to get the system up and running. First thing in the morning sometimes isn't as easy as we'd like for it to be, but we've got it up and going. We'll be a little bit shorter this morning. We'll certainly make sure we catch up on everything that that we need to catch up on. We certainly appreciate everyone's patience with that. Coach, great win last night. Obviously, you guys went out there and took care of business, and you know, there's a lot of things that we can talk about what we saw and what we were able to accomplish. But I think the first thing that goes through my mind, I guess, thinking about last night was your guys taking a 10-10 halftime score and going out in the second half and really asserting a game plan that I think that you guys maybe worked on a little bit differently or thought about a little bit differently at halftime and really able to execute. One of the stats that sticks out in my mind is the increase in the number of yards we were able to rush for in the second half, 200 and something yards that we had in the second half versus, I think, about 50 in the first half. But you guys had a terrific second half and for sure and are 2-0, and you got to feel really good about where your team stands right now.
You know, just proud of our kids, proud of where we're at right now. They worked really hard to get to this place, you know, all the way from January up until now. I know you were talking about the difference in the halves. I thought I'd throw some stats out there for some of the people listening so they could hear it and kind of understand it too. We had 4 first downs in the first half with 1 punt and 10 points, 114 yards of offense. Inca, in comparison, had 10 first downs, no punts, 10 points, and 171 yards of offense. So the time of possession was a big flip in that first half compared to what it was in the second half. In the second half, we went from only having 4 first downs in the first half to 14 in the second half. So you can see right there on the first downs that we were able to keep the ball away from them quite a bit longer. We went from 114 yards to 219 yards. So, you know, got another 100 yards of offense in that second half. Inca, on the flip side, went from 10 first downs in the first half down to 5 first downs and went from 171 yards down to 62 yards. So I thought we made some really good adjustments at halftime.
You did.
Not only on the offensive side, but the defensive side as well.
What did you see? What was it that you were able to pick up on? Because and the other thing, you know, we noticed too is that you knew exactly what it was when you left the field after the first half and you wanted to get in the locker room as quickly as you could, knew exactly what you wanted to put in. Tell me about that and what you saw.
You know, we just saw some things we thought we might be able to take advantage of, you know, really on both sides. Going into the game, because of what they did against us the last 2 years, they gave us different looks that we haven't seen, you know, and what they had in their scrimmage and what they had in their game. And they did the same thing again last night. We didn't feel like their tailback was going to have the, you know, 30-something carries that he had the week before, but, you know, we felt like they were going to probably be a little bit more balanced and even throw it a little bit more, and they did that. Probably the bigger surprise was the quarterback. You know, he had more rushes than the tailback did, so that was a little bit of a surprise to us. And defensively, you know, I thought they did some stunting and some things that obviously we'd worked on, but they gave us a couple of different fronts that I thought we did a good job taking advantage of there, especially in the fourth quarter.
You guys you know, were able to do everything that you wanted to do really in the second half, and it was on the defensive side too. But, you know, I go back again to that second half and the way that you were able to assert yourself offensively. And, you know, we talked about a little bit beforehand and last night as well, Daniel, with another outstanding game and getting those yards. We saw Michael Parrott, particularly in that heavy package with that score late. And then, again, Trey Morgan that's making catches that, I mean, those are the types of catches that you see made on Sunday and able to do what he needs to do to find a way to bring the football and into his arms and score and make those catches under duress, under double coverage and all those kinds of things. But, boy, I tell you what, again, just an outstanding showing by everyone that really had a will to win in the second half particularly as well.
Well, you know, the biggest thing for us is you go into that second half and you want to see your kids, see what kind of stamina they got and see what kind of resolve they have as well. You know, being 10-10 at halftime and, you know, Inca had a lot of momentum, kicked that field goal right there before we got to half, so they had that momentum going in. And, you know, I thought our kids, again, we just didn't get too down. We didn't get frustrated. We kind of settled back in and thought they went to work in the second half. You know, V had 30 carries last night for 160 yards.
There you go.
And you had Houston. He had 4 carries for 42 yards, 5 of 8 for 72 yards passing and a touchdown. Michael had 7 carries for 59 yards and a touchdown. Trey had 3 big catches for 65 yards and a touchdown. And, you know, Tanner Fox, 25-yard field goal. So, you know, we're getting points from the places we thought we would. You know, we're not going to be a flashy offense. I don't know if we will score, you know, up in the 40s or 50s all season long. But, you know, long drives, keeping the ball and doing those things is going to help us be successful.
And that seemed to me that Inca came in. That's a, you know, this has always been a big game for them. I mean, they brought a full house over last night from Candler. And, you know, there's a lot of emotion I noticed at the beginning of the game or, you know, getting ready for the game for them. And this is a big game for them. And that kind of waned a little bit as, again, I think you guys were able to assert your will a little bit. And I think for two games in a row now, one of the things that we're seeing is that, you know, it's not just, you know, we go out there and play for a quarter or two quarters and we're burnt out and we're done. It seems like it's building and peaking exactly when you want it to peak at the end of the game when it matters the most.
You know, I think the biggest thing for us, you know, as you look at that game and the difference in the first half and the second half, I think the game was more important to them in the first half.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
I think you saw it from the good student section that they had come in. It was loud and, you know, a lot of energy from their kids and their sidelines and those things. And, you know, that's one of the things we told them at halftime. You know, it was more important to them in that first half than it was to us.
Yeah.
And I felt like we got that back in the second half.
One of the things I noticed, too, particularly from a defensive perspective, good coverage downfield and you're able to get some pressure late in the game on the quarterback and rattle him a little bit. One of the reasons I think we had that pick there late in the game, but able to get to him, get some pressure, make some hits, get some sacks. And, again, part of that was because of the coverage downfield, too.
It was. You know, we struggled a little bit in the first half, and we have been here the last two games struggling on third down, giving up big third down plays. And I thought we did a better job of that in the second half. You know, obviously Trey had a big pick. And,
yeah.
You know, it was one of the bigger plays of the game. But one of the plays that I don't know if people really understood how important it was when they were driving, we were up 17-10, and they were down inside our 20 or inside our 30. I can't remember which one, and we got a fumble. You know, Jesse and Garrett Jones came in and created a huge fumble on the quarterback. We got the ball and had another long drive. And, you know, had they gone in and scored there and tied it up 17-17, we were you know, we're in for another shootout. But I thought it was a really good, really big play for Jesse and Garrett both on that, getting us the ball back.
We really seen your defense, too. Again, you mentioned just that. Really seen your defense, too, really bow up when the offense gets inside the 20 in that red zone, too.
You know, I think they're hunkering down a little bit, too. You know, that's one thing. And, you know, one kid that we haven't talked a whole lot about, you know, here in the last couple of weeks that has been just the kid that you want with you when you're going back in the dark alley, and that's Ben Wright.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he has been outstanding on both sides of the ball. I mean, just really has been a leader for us, somebody that our team feeds off of, and, you know, can't say enough good things about that young man for offense and defense.
We talk a little bit about this every year, especially when you play Jeff's team. You guys are close and an outstanding relationship. Is a little bit different preparing for someone that you know so well, because you both know that you're both trying to pick up on conversations that you've had or whatever to try to get an idea of what the other might bring to the table.
You know, you look at tendencies, you look at things the way that they used to call plays, and, you know, Jeff still does a lot of the same things that I do. And,
yeah.
And last night
he
ran a lot of screens, and all of a sudden he tried to slip a screen out and slip one deep. And, you know, it was something that we had worked on and practiced all week. And Christian did a great job, Christian Jones, last night on defense, but did a really good job of reading it and sitting back on it. And that's when Ben had the sack.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that we had seen. And I felt for sure Jeff was going to try at least once or twice for a big play. And, you know, we just sat on it, did what we needed to do. And, you know, the kids were in the right places where they needed to be at.
The Cantrell kid last night was held to under 100 yards by your defense after last week. You know, racking up 350 yards or whatever it was, you were able to really contain him well last night, too.
I thought so. You know, and a very shifty back. I thought, you know, the players to me that stood out for them in the first half, especially the front line, I thought they did some really good things for them, obviously the quarterback and the tailback, and the big tight end and H-back, the number 33, kid that played baseball and hadn't played football in a few years. Big 6'3", about 220-pound kid. He was impressive. I thought he had a good game last night, somebody we had problems with.
Yeah. And that's not a bad football team either. They're going to win some football games.
No, I think it's a very good football team. I think they're they're doing some really good things. A big thing for them, obviously, is keeping up that energy and feeding off that. I think you saw your tailback last night. I think he had some on some of his big runs, you know, getting up and high-fiving his guys. And, you know, again, I just thought that it was a great atmosphere, yeah. You know, both sides last night, crowds and teams involved.
Back with more in a moment. It's a Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
This is Chad Upton for Pisgah Family Barbershop in their new location. Take a short drive out Champion Drive and enjoy plenty of store-wide parking. Inside, Pisgah Family Barbershop's well-known hospitality, with Ken Warren and his crew providing excellent haircuts for men, women, and children. For style and convenience, you'll be a regular at the new location of Pisgah Family Barbershop on Champion Drive across from Burger King, I-40, exit 31. Back live this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. Coach, just, you know, and we talked a little bit about this before the game last night, and I'll let you update us too in terms of injuries. We saw a couple of guys get dinged up a little bit. I didn't see anything that was, you know, hopefully catastrophic or really, really major, but did have a couple of guys that were slow to get up and ended up needing care on the sideline last night. Where do we stand there?
You know, Garrett Jones is one of them. Yeah. Garrett Jones went out on the field to go get, and his ended up being a little bit more of an ankle than it was a knee, which was good. Got to talk to him last night before he left. And we'll reevaluate him this morning. I got him coming in and get to check on him. Drayton Kirkpatrick got to play last night, you know, after the injury in the preseason, and got quite a few reps in. And obviously, I know he's pretty sore this morning. So that was really the biggest two from the game last night. Jared Clark had surgery on Thursday, you know, for that ankle that he broke there at the swing game. And unfortunately, Jared had 9 screws put in, so pretty big injury on that front for him. I know he's got some rehab and obviously some time off of that leg, but hopeful to get him, you know, possibly late October, early November. Jacob Kielsen still out with a kneecap injury that they're looking at. They're rehabbing him now, so we're thinking we're going to get him back here in a couple of weeks. So, you know, got this game coming up next week, and then we got an open date, so hoping we can heal a little bit and be as close to full strength going into conference as we can.
You just mentioned, obviously, this big game coming next week. And, you know, in your preparations and coming off that big win, a close game last week, and having Inca at home this week, and again looking and thinking about Asheville next week, did you have to guard against or have your kids guard against a little bit, or was that not an issue?
No, you know, there was really not even conversations with it within the kids.
Yeah.
You know, usually you have to fuss about that during the week.
Yeah.
You know, guys, we're worried about this game, we're not worried about next week, but there wasn't really any conversation about playing Asheville this past week as we prepared for Inca. So, you know, I think the kids are on the right track in their preparation and how we're doing things. Really pleased with our coaching staff and adjustments we made there to go into that second half. And, you know, again, we had some, you know, you look at the penalties. They had 4 penalties for 35 yards, and we had 6 penalties for 80 yards. So, you know, the thing that I always take away from the penalties, how are we reacting after those penalties? And, again, last night, you know, we had some first downs, you know, obviously on the play that we lost Trey, and I think it backed us up maybe even 1st and 30 or 1st and 25. And, you know, we had a play that reeled off 31 yards and got a first down.
Coming out of the timeout, a terrific play call.
Came right back at them. And, you know, it's good to see your kids, you know, bounce back from something that went against them.
Yeah.
That could have turned the tide in the game. And then, of course, our kids just were resilient and certainly proud of what they did with that.
It didn't seem like it was unbiased for one team or the other last night in terms of what you were just mentioning in terms of the penalties. And you know, it seems like there was a number of holds out there that may have not gotten called. It was kind of a let-them-play kind of night, wasn't it?
It was, and then it was both sides. You know, as I went back and watched the film last night, I mean, you could have thrown quite a few flags as I was watching the film on some holding and things like that, but it was both ways. You know, probably the biggest questionable call, and I can't get a good angle on from either one of our cameras, is the touchdown.
Right.
We thought Trey caught in the corner.
Right.
You know, we got some still shots of it from Bill Killalay, who takes photos from it. Looks like he's in, you know, by a good yard, but you can't tell if he's got possession of the ball as that foot's coming
right
down. So, that was a big thing on it.
I was going to ask you, was the argument that he did not have possession, that he was bobbling? I guess that's the only thing I could see.
You know, we really didn't get an explanation for it. Just, you know, I got a chance to see the pictures there after the game. And, of course, Bill had emailed them to me last night, so I got a chance to see them. And, you know, again, that was one play that was kind of bang-bang, and, you know, unfortunately for us, it didn't go in our direction.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Samuel Freeman or Bradley Pope at the Freeman Agency. These two men are Pisgah graduates who bring you Erie Insurance with coverage for auto, home, business, and life. Sample Freeman Agency service at 1656 South Main Street, close to Walmart in Waynesville, or talk with Bradley or Samuel at 246-0546 about Erie Insurance for your everyday needs.
It's canning time. Get jars, pressure cookers, all your canning supplies at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. You can shop online at hometown-hardware.com or stop in for everything you need to preserve nature's bounty for enjoyment all year round. Friendly folks will guide you to everything you need at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
The Black Bear football program off to a really good start, Coach. Your JV team on Thursday night, a big win. A lot of offense and played terrific defense, too. So I haven't had a chance to eyeball those guys yet, but that's good to see your JVs off to a good start, too.
Yeah, big win for them. You know, we've been practicing since late July. I mean, we've been practicing for almost a month, and, those kids hadn't had a game, and so we knew they were going to be a little bit rusty coming out and really didn't know what we had. We felt like we were okay on the offensive side. Felt like we could probably score some points, but a lot of question marks on the defensive side. Inca had beaten Owen the week before in a JV game 26-6, so we anticipated a good game, one we weren't sure that we could win just because we hadn't been on the field, and kids came out and were very physical from the get-go. Created a turnover right there to start with, and offense took it in and scored, and we had two backs over 100 yards that night. Brady Connor and Christian Cremines both went over 100 yards. Tanner White threw for over 100 yards and came away winning 33-0. So really good start to their season.
When you went back and looked at some of the scores last night and you start trying to get an idea of what the conference looks like, seems like there's a good bit more parity right now than there was last year and the year before with some of the teams that haven't been used to winning. North Henderson, for example, finding ways to win football games. West Henderson, I believe, had a big win against Hendersonville last night. So, teams that, the last couple of years have been down, seems like they're up a little bit, and maybe the dynamic in our conference, at least for those teams, in the middle to the back end, have changed a little bit.
I think they've changed a lot. I think you can go back and look at the scores, like you mentioned, the Smoky Mountain Swain score, a 10-0 score, I thought was huge, a huge score last night. And people may not remember this. The seniors on that team that's at Smoky right now, that was the eighth graders that won that conference championship. I think the only one they've won in I don't know how many years, but that was Jace Wolf and Beck and some of those kids, and those kids are seniors now.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't come as a big surprise that they're having some success early because of what they did as a younger age. But, that was a big score last night, seeing that one.
Yeah. So mindset right now from this moment forward against what is most likely the toughest opponent that we'll face in the regular season this year, what are you thinking about right now, and then what is it that you want to impart with your kids in terms of mindset going into Asheville this week?
You know, we won't change anything. We won't change anything as far as preparation goes or, you know, how we go about our week next week. Mm-hmm. You know, the biggest thing is getting in there and seeing film, seeing if you can find places that you might have some success on offense and, you know, defensively seeing how you can defend them the best way and put your kids in a place to be successful. And, you know, that's what we do every week. This game will be no different for us as far as preparation. And, you know, we talked to our kids last night, and, you know, this is a game that we will – you know, go into and try to prepare to win. You know,
absolutely.
I think some people will say, well, this is going to be a good measuring stick for us. And, you know, I think that does hold true, but that's not how we're going to approach it. We're not going to approach it to see where we're at. We're going to approach it to, we're going to prepare to win. You know, if we get over there and when we do win, great. If we don't, then we're going to give a good effort and at the end of the night and move on to the next week.
When, with the endowment win already in your pocket, you can really pin your ears back right now.
I don't think we have anything to lose by any means. You know, we want to go over there and be as physical as we can and do the things we want to. We want to travel well. You know, we'd love to see the stadium over there full on the visitor side and, you know, all of those things. But it's a great opportunity for us to go over and play. It's been a long time since we've been there. And, of course, I've not had a chance to go head-to-head with Coach Wilkins. So it'll be good to do that.
And so after the Asheville game is the open date. And then we, on the back end of that, we've got Madison, correct? Is that right?
That's right.
So, and again, of course, Asheville and Madison, the two teams that you picked up and going into this season, that was a little bit of a change for last season. Again, and talk a little bit about, if you will, you know, real quickly before we finish up, I guess, is again, you know, from that offensive perspective, do you see any kinds of things that might be, you know, change-wise in terms of, you know, after what we saw last night that gives you a little bit of an edge that maybe we wouldn't have had otherwise? Or again, just like you said, just keep doing what you're doing.
You know, the biggest thing is to stay healthy. Obviously, your game plans change week to week based on who you got. And certainly right now, I mean, Daniel's had, you know, he's sitting there in two games and he's had 66 carries. You know, that's a lot of carries, especially for a kid that's, you know, 155 pounds. But
does that worry you at all?
You know, it doesn't, because he's not playing on the defensive side. He's pretty fresh going in. You know, check on him every Monday, how you feel, those kind of things. And he's doing some extra conditioning and stuff on his own, you know, throughout the week as well after practice. And that's good to see. And some of our other kids are buying into that as well.
Absolutely.
I know you saw Mackie had a few comments there in the paper David did about, you know, some of the condition we do on Mondays and Tuesdays with snakes and some quarters and you know, he can see those things starting to pay off a little bit. And I tell you, we've been really lucky. These first two games have been really good weather. I mean, we've not had a lot of humidity. We've not had a lot of heat. And our big boys have been able to, you know, have been able to capitalize because of that.
Absolutely. All right, so the Black Bears on the road next week against Asheville. Game time or air time for us, 6:30 with the Black Bear Cafe preview show, 7 o'clock our game call, and then we'll be right back here again next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.